This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the USA. Good afternoon, Nick. How are you doing?
Hi, Johnny. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. We've had a couple of interesting numbers over the last 24 hours or so. Let's start with the latest US core PCE inflation data, which has remained unchanged, which is slightly below the market expectation of 2.6%. Now, we'll talk about yesterday's GDP result in a minute, but that PCE number is important, isn't it? Because we've got the interest rate decision coming up in a few weeks' time. And if it had been above market expectations, that may have been a concern for those waiting for that rate cut. But the number is encouraging.
It is, Johnny. And I think that as we do this, obviously, every week for the podcast, we discuss all the numbers that we can. We've watched in the last few weeks, it seems, inflation statistics really take a back seat to some of the other ones. I mean, even a few months ago, inflation readings, PCE, CPI, it was so silent in the room as the number dropped. Everybody trying to anticipate what's going to happen. What is this going to do to the Fed expectations? And, you know, while inflation is still very important, we heard from Jerome Powell himself, just the lean has shifted more towards focusing on the labor data. You know, we're no longer at that 9% inflation year over year that we saw, which really spooked the markets. We've really come down a long ways. And so I think you've set it up nicely there with basically inflation now is just a let's watch this number. And as long as it's not a threatening number, okay, then it's a non-event. It's almost like inflation are just like checkpoints that we have to, like hurdles that we have to get over, but they're not going to, you know, make ginormous strides in the market. Because again, what is now moving the needle big time is more on the economic data side, on the like the labor side, right? How is the labor market looking? So we've seen that shift. Today's PCE number, I guess, ticks the box for not threatening. We didn't see a punishment for hotter than expected PCE numbers. We didn't see inflation ticking higher. And so the market kind of shrugged it off. They said, okay, well, that's a check mark. The dollar index is just modestly higher here today against other currencies. And for the most part, we saw sort of a muted Friday response to the PCE number. But again, I can't help but think a couple months ago, this would have caused a lot bigger market movements as everybody was so, you know, waiting so patiently to see what inflation would do next. I think really, you know, we are going to talk about next week in just a moment. We're going to get some jobs data next week. But we also, I think you mentioned we're going to talk GDP numbers, right?
That's right. Because yesterday we saw the US economy growing at a slightly stronger pace in the second quarter than initially reported. And that certainly reflected an upward revision to consumer spending that more than offset weaker activity in other categories. The market was worried to a certain extent ahead of the core PCE number because they thought, well, has that put pay to a 50 basis point cut in September? And maybe we're going to revert to 25. So we're getting mixed messages. It's probably about even at the moment. But if I was to hazard a guess, I would say that we're going to look at a quarter point cut in September rather than a half point. Would you agree?
I would agree, Johnny, because here's the thing. Actually, this week, the GDP number that came out, the preliminary GDP numbers, for me personally, were the most important numbers to look at. I know everybody has their kind of, you know, waiting on different things, but GDP numbers this week were very important to me, barring the NVIDIA earnings. That I guess was number one interest. But number two for me were the GDP numbers, because as we get closer, we've shifted, as I mentioned at the top of this podcast, you know, on focusing more on the economy, the labor data, et cetera. But as you've just alluded to, it's also about what kind of cut are we getting in September? Are we getting the 25 basis point cut or the 50 basis point cut? Because there's some predispositions that come with each one. You know, if you get 50 basis point cuts, there is going to be a camp of people who quickly get concerned that the Fed is behind the mark, behind the curve on this slowdown. But I actually think that if the Fed can do a 25 basis point cut, meaning they don't feel like they're behind and they're at a safe enough place, I think the ultimate signal that they could pull is just let's do 25 basis points, signal that we don't believe we're behind the curve, that the economy is hanging in there, the consumer's not falling off a cliff, and things are just, you know, overall fine, and things are kind of going according to plan. A 25 basis point cut would be more of a signal of optimism and strength, in my view. And, you know, that GDP number that you just mentioned helps us with that. It helps us to see, you know, there's still growth in this economy. And, you know, if the Fed comes in on September, the September meeting and says, we're going to cut by 25 basis points because, you know, there is still a relatively stable economy here that could reaccelerate in inflation. It is not something they want to reintroduce is, you know, if the economy is hanging in there, they don't want to, you know, make borrowing costs too easy and get the market too optimistic that they start actually reaccelerating inflation. So with the good GDP numbers, I'll take that as good news. I think good news is good news right now because the economy wants to, the market wants to see it not rocky.
And in a way, it's kind of a perfect mix, isn't it, for the current administration ahead of the November election, because we had that criticism, didn't we, a few weeks ago from Donald Trump saying that it might be a political decision to cut rates. With this mix of growing economy, but also inflation relatively good in terms of the number that we're expecting, it looks like a perfect storm for the Democrats.
It does look like a good setup because, again, I think a 50 basis point cut, as you mentioned, may look a little bit more political, but a 25 basis point cut just looks appropriate right now. You know, 50 basis points is up for debate. Zero is not up for debate, right? 25 is kind of a pretty conservative approach that I think most people would say is good. Some people would say we need 50. Some people, you know, would say 75. You got different camps here, but I think most people would agree, and the Fed themselves would most likely agree that a 25 basis point cut, given the data that we've had since that last jobs data point, Johnny. That's the other thing to think about here is that last NFP. It looked disastrous for the moment. And then since then, sequentially, we've had some data that does not look so bad. So it's almost like we had that one jolt that made the markets go crazy. The dollar index fell, the stock market fell, everything kind of went crazy. And then, you know, we've normalized, we've stabilized since then. So I think it only seems appropriate that a 25 basis point cut could be coming.
Now, last time we spoke was on Wednesday. That was ahead of the Nvidia earnings. And then when they came out, we saw Nvidia shares drop more than 6% after its forecast fell short of those rather lofty expectations. But I think the market is still sold on Nvidia, despite that slightly disappointing report.
Yeah, Nvidia was an interesting one because it was just a very good example of how, you know, when you have a beloved company like this and everybody, you know, wants a piece of the action, just how high the expectations can get for a company that is growing revenue so quickly. I just wanted to, as we discuss this, this may help for some people who are a little bit confused, why the negative reaction to such, you know, strong earnings numbers from Nvidia. Well, the big thing that I can read you here is if we go back through, this is November of last year when they reported, November 21st, they had 19.4% earnings growth. And then we take a look at the following quarter, we see a 12.3% earnings growth. And then you had a 9.3% earnings growth. Those are really stable. This last one, still very good numbers, but only a 5% earnings growth. So that's just a good example, Johnny, of how highly anticipated, how high the expectations are for a company like this. They're only growing revenue at 5%, which is still massive, you know, still a really huge number. They beat their earnings estimates. They came out and it's like hitting a home run, but it wasn't good enough because you didn't hit three home runs. That's pretty much what we got with the Nvidia earnings. But as you mentioned, I do think that, you know, you're seeing a little bit of the price come down, but earnings are still there for Nvidia. They're still growing. The demand for semiconductors is clearly still there. We saw that in all the other major companies like Microsoft and Apple and Amazon, and their earnings reports still showing pretty clear demand for chips. And if we do see the economy, you know, hang in there, and then the rate cuts actually spur potentially an economic growth acceleration again in the US, it's possible that NVIDIA could really reap the benefits of that as well. So market is selling off NVIDIA a little bit here recently. But in my personal view, the acceleration of the economy could be interesting to watch how that impacts the chip demand going forward.
Now, Nick, you mentioned it earlier. Of course, next week, we've got the latest NFP numbers. Very important indeed. Last month, very disappointing. What are market expectations for next Friday?
Yeah, so before we get to Friday, there's just one other one that I wanted to mention, which is on Tuesday. You've got ISM manufacturing PMI, which will be very important to see, because again, our emphasis today on just the economy. Jobs will end out the week, as you have just mentioned. We also have JOLTS job openings on Wednesday. Again, more jobs data important there. ADP on Thursday with, of course, our unemployment claims and ISM services PMI all falling on September 5th. And then on Friday, as you mentioned, the NFP report, which will be heavily, heavily watched by market participants. I think NFP has retaken the throne, if you will, on economic data that matters to the market most. CPI overthrew it for a couple of years here, but I think NFP is kind of taking the throne back. So huge week next week. Lots of data on the economy, especially on the labor and economic growth side. So it will be a very action-packed week.
Nick, thanks very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny. Have a good weekend.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.